People of God, praise the Lord. You can make somebody preach. Your excitement, your love, your faith, your expectation. And tonight, God will meet you at the point of your need. Thank you very much, Bishop Oyedepo, that we can be together, the same pulpit, the same congregation. Actually, many of our people do not know that we'll be together from the 70s. And we've enjoyed one another's fellowship. But now, as he and I are growing younger, we're re-establishing that fellowship, and greater things are yet to come. Thank God, God will give you a long life. You will see. You'll be partakers in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you and bless your name. We glorify you, great God, mighty God, with you all things are possible. And even here tonight, I pray that you open the windows and the doors of heaven. And Lord, I pray, shower, pour your blessings upon all your people here at the Alpha location, and also everywhere where we're connected together in Jesus' name. Amen. Be glorified in every life. Amen. Thank you, because we know that you have answered. We'll see the manifestation in every life. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Your amen is good, but you can give us a better amen. God bless you. You can sit down. We're together again. Understand, we're going through a series on the great, glorious transformation through Christ. In that transformation, I told you already, there are different parts, different sides, and different branches. Today we're looking at the great transplanting of blessings into your life. Great transplanting, you understand? You plant something here, and then you take it, and now you plant it in another place. As you look at the Bible, you will see how God, I mean, planting and planting blessings on different lives. You come to the New Testament, and the people of the New Testament, they had more than what they were expecting. The planting of the blessing and the benefits of the word in their lives. And then the day of Pentecost came, and the planting of the blessings and lives continued. And then it says, afterward, at the last time, in the last days, there'll be a mighty revival. And then the planting of these last days will be greater, will be higher, will be broader, and will reach everyone, all flesh. Thank God you are there tonight. It will be planted in your life. The great transplanting of blessings into whose life? Your life. You got it. You'll possess it. Jeremiah chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 10. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, notice that, you root out first in cultivating the land for the planting. There's a rooting out to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, and now after that, to build and to plant. Every builder will tell you there are foundations they have to dig, and they dig and they throw out all the rubbish. Every planter will tell you they have to cultivate the weed, the cut, the uproot trees that should not be there so that they can plant. And the Lord was using that as an illustration for Jeremiah. And he said, I have called you. Now understand, there were prophets in the Old Testament that God called for just one nation. And he never went beyond their borders. Ezekiel, I set you a watchman over the people of Israel. One nation, Jeremiah. God said, siege. Understand it. This is your privilege. I have this day set thee over the nations. That's plural. Not only over Israel and over the kingdoms. Not only one kingdom. And this has been fulfilled today as we're preaching here now. By the grace of God, many nations in Africa, many nations the Americas, many nations Europe, many nations Asia, were connected, and God is going to plant blessing in every life. Yeah. And it says very clearly, it says, you will root out and pull down and destroy and throw down. Everything that wanted to throw you down will be thrown down before they do that. Yeah. Everything that wanted to root you up, uproot you from where you ought to be, where God has destined you will be. Everything they're planning in secret, before they carry it out, God will root them out. Because it says, we root out and pull down and destroy. That's why Christ came, and he came to destroy the works of the devil. I'm sure you might have heard that before, that Jesus Christ was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Can I explain to you? What God has not planted in your life, that the enemy planted, that Satan planted, that the devil planted, that evil spirits planted, everything that Lord has not planted in your life, Christ has come to destroy them. And tonight, that is why we're here. We're not here tonight. I never get to any place to entertain people. When we come for business. And we'll come for business tonight. In your life, all those things that the Father has not planted in your life, they are uprooted in Jesus' name. And to throw down. Our weapons of warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshly. They're not human. But they're mighty by the Spirit of God to cast down every imagination and everything that is opposed to the will, to the thought, to the plan of God in your life. And then it says, and to build. You'll be built up today. Your faith will be built up. Your person will be built up. your family will be built up, and the glory of God will shower blessings upon your life. And then it says to plant. We approach the one the Father has not planted, and then we come. The goodness of God will be planted in your life. Look at verse 12. In verse 12, it says, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Performance tonight. Demonstration tonight. Manifestation of what Calvary has provided to be planted in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Remember, the great planting of blessings into whose life? You got it into your life tonight. You will not escape the blessings of God. There are three things I'm looking at. Number one, the rooting out and the removing of strange plants from your life. Number two is repentance and rejection of sinful pleasures in lawlessness. Hey, that's what the devil came to plant in people's lives. Lawlessness has planted that in many lives. And he has planted things that are strange. Strange behavior, strange action, and strange activity. He's planted that in the lives of young people, even older people. And you look at that, that's strange. I never saw that before as we were growing up. That character is strange. That behavior is strange. And that reaction to elderly people, that's strange. Every strange thing, the Lord will take it out of your life. You repent and then you reject every sinful pleasure in lawlessness, and tonight you are free. I am free. Number three is receiving and realizing the sure promises of the Lord. I'm talking to receivers tonight. I'm talking to possessors tonight. You receive, you realize, you possess what the Lord is going to do. The Lord will plant great blessings in your life. And the Lord will plant you in a place you'll bear fruit in Jesus' name. Very quickly, number one is rooting out and removing the strange plants from your life. Matthew chapter 15. And I'm reading from verse 13. Matthew 15, 13. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. I didn't hear your amen. Every plant, not just some plants, that the Heavenly Father has not planted, be rooted up. Now, as you think about yourself, and you think about what may be in your life, and you think about the plan of God, the program of God, the goodness of God, and what you know of God, that God is good. How did bad things come into my life? Oh, an enemy has done that. The Father didn't plant that in your life. He created your brain to think. Now the brain cannot think. And the brain is like this, like that. And the brain is telling you, and your mind is telling you, do something that will destroy you. God has not planted that. Might come from the legion, might come from evil spirit, might come from demons. We come to approach that away from your life tonight. You get into a good place, a good office, and you have prospects before you, but there is something that is always there. You steal even what you don't need. Hear me well. The people who steal, maybe they're hungry, they steal food, maybe they're poor, they steal money, but here is a man, here is a woman that steals what he or she doesn't even need. How did that happen? And when he does that, and they catch him, he cries and he says, I don't know what is wrong with me. The Father has not planted that in your life. That's what we're come to approach tonight. Instead of going the right direction, there is something, I don't know, it came on him, pushing him, and until he destroys himself, he'll not stop. The Father did not put that in your life. And everything that Lord has not planted in your life, Christ will approach tonight. I want you to think. When Jesus came here to this world, all the people that he had to deal with, this one had leprosy. If the Father had planted that leprosy there, Christ will not remove it, because that would be working against the Father. His Heavenly Father had planted leprosy in this man. And now, what the Heavenly Father planted, the man came and said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. He says, I always do what I see the Father do. If the Father had planted that, Jesus will not touch it. But because the Father has not planted that, that's why he said, I will. With my Father's will, he touched him, he was cleansed. Think about yourself, you see. When some bad things happen to people, the people who don't know the Father, oh, they say, that's God. We cannot fight God. It's what God has planted there. The woman had issue of blood 12 years and already now stinking and cannot even go with people in the public. Did the Father plant that? No, he didn't plant that, because if the Father had planted that, the Son will not approach that, will not touch it. But if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. How can I be sure of that? Because I am sure the Father has not planted this issue of blood in my life. And so I know everything the Father has not planted in my life, I know he is going to uproot. You know, somebody said, I remember when we were in school, and I told you that I went to school, primary, secondary, in Ogun State here. And that's why I love Ogun State. And I know somebody in our school, a very bright, wonderful boy. And the principal told us, we're going to become a co-education school. That means boys and girls will be together. And he warned us before those girls came in that if this happens, you are gone. And there was, you know, somebody, one of my own classmates, very bright, very much appreciated by the school authorities. But, with the great prospects before him, he wrote some letters to a particular girl, and the principal caught that, and he brought them to the assembly, and that person who had a great prospect before him was dismissed. He had not even committed what were called fornication, but was getting near. And so many people in life that have good prospects and great things before them, the prospects they have, the promotion they ought to have, is fornication or adultery or drunkenness or idolatry that spoils everything. And God says, I would have done this for you. In fact, I promised you, Eli, that your family will be priests before me forever. But now, no more. Why? Because what the Father has not planted in their lives came to destroy them and came to kind of waste their lives and prospect. And you are here tonight. There may be something in your life there. We'll call it sin. We'll call it evil. We'll call it iniquity. You might be able to name it. And you might have been saying, I've done what I shouldn't have done. I've not done what I should have done. That's it. That's it. That thing is what God has not planted in your life. Thank God you are here tonight. That thing will be rooted out. Amen. Bad character, rooted out. Amen. Drunkenness, rooted out. Amen. Immorality, rooted out. Amen. Idol worship, rooted out. Amen. You know, all those things that are not of God, and they're defiling your life. They're derailing your life. They destroy your life, and you're no more like what God expects you will be. Tonight, the Lord will uproot every strange plant from your life in Jesus' name. And you know, sin and sickness, they always go together. One might be in the front, the other will follow. Sin and satanic affliction, mental problem, they go together. The one goes in front, the other follows. And it's like, did you study in biology? When you have a tree, the tree is there, and then the branches are the seed. The seeds are scattered by the wind, and those seeds are planted around because of that tree. Sin is that tree. And then you have sickness, you have mental problem, you have poverty, you have suffering, and you have unnamed diseases that come as a result of the original sin you were committing. HIV, AIDS, all that comes because of the sin there. But you know, God did not plant the sin. He did not plant the suffering. He did not plant the sickness. We're here tonight to uproot them. Yeah. And if you will, surrender them to the Lord and say, Lord, I come. Every plant that you have not planted in my life will be rooted out. It is done tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Give me your time. Amen. Amen. Look at number two. Number two is repentance and rejection of sinful pleasures in lawlessness. The Lord actually created man and woman, and he expected we'll be lawful and loyal, law-abiding. And that's why he gave not too many commandments, just one. Adam, to see that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't eat it. All the others you can eat. But you know, the man inquisitive, the man curious, the woman curious. Why shouldn't we eat that? Eve, all these other ones, go eat that. There will be no pleasures there. But the just one thing that God said, don't eat it. Eve even added, don't touch it. She added that one. But even though she added, don't touch, don't eat, she touched, she ate, looking for sinful pleasure. Can we blame Adam and Eve? How about us? How about you? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, why do people sin? I'll tell you. If you tasted sin, and it tasted like bitter cola, you throw it away. If you tasted sin, and it tasted like bitter leaf, spew it away. If you tasted sin, and it developed kind of blisters in your mouth, you'll stop. But no, sin doesn't do that. Sin gives you supposed pleasure. And is the pleasure of poison? Is the pleasure of death that sin brings? And the sinful pleasure that will kill you and destroy you. I don't even want somebody to tell you. I know that, you know, many people don't like me. They like me as a person. They like my English. They like my PPP. But they don't like what follows after the PPP. But you like me. Other people, I said, you like me. Why do you like me? Because I tell you, look, that thing that tastes good is poisonous. It will kill you. And I want you to live long. That's why you like me. That's why you have to like me. And it tells us that all those things, although they may look like they are pleasure, they're sinful, they're poisonous, and they lead you to eternal damnation, lawlessness. Young people, even older people now are lawless. Married women, lawless. Husbands, lawless. They just take decisions to break up their home, marry another one without going to the law of God and the word of God, the word of Christ. Lawlessness. And that is becoming recognized, even approved by people, even religious people. But they're just sinful pleasures. But before they ruin your life, tonight we repent. I say we repent. Repentance and rejection. When you repent of something, you don't play with that thing. And you don't fumble with that thing. And don't keep on playing, having pleasure with what you repent of. You repent, you throw it away. You repent, you say no, never. Repentance and rejection of sinful pleasures with all its lawlessness. We're looking at Mark chapter 1. I'm reading verse 14. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. I've had some people telling me, oh, they say, Pastor, then they mention my name, preach the gospel. I say, thank you very much. What am I preaching? What do you say? Just preach grace, love. I understand. But God does not love lawlessness. So if I'm going to preach to you that you love God, I must tell you that you repent of lawlessness. What killed Christ, nailed him to the cross, is our sin. If there were no sin, there would be no crucifixion. If there were no sin, there would be no suffering for Christ. And all I'm telling you is that if you really love God, like you say, we should preach love, you'll not continue in what nailed Christ to the cross. You repent of them. And here is Jesus preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Don't stop there. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, and saying, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye. Those are the words of Jesus. Repent. Turn. Those things, they bring aches to the heart of God. God said he was grieved that he created man. Why? Because they turned their lives into corruption. The corruption of carnality. The corruption of immorality. The corruption of iniquity. And that grieved God. If you're going to show that you love God, you'll turn away from all those things that brings grief to the heart of God and to the heart of Christ. And he himself said, repent ye before you believe the gospel. The bad news is that you have allowed sin to spoil your life, to destroy your life, to deform your life. You have allowed sin to become as if sin is now the normal thing. And righteousness is now abnormal. Anybody talking about uprightness, that looks abnormal. Anybody talking about being law-abiding, that looks abnormal, because the majority of people are lawless. But now Christ said, you believe the good news. Before you do that, you must repent. Because all those things the Heavenly Father has not planted in your life must be uprooted. They'll be uprooted tonight. I said they'll be uprooted tonight. It's like, you know, somebody has something like cancer and goes to the doctor. And the doctor said, yes, we can deal with this. We've dealt with, you know, something like this and other people. Oh, thank you, doctor. But how are you going to do it? Well, that's what they call surgical knife. I'm going to cut you and remove that thing and throw it away so that it doesn't destroy your life. Doctor, you will not cut me. You will not touch my body. But this thing is growing. And it's going to destroy you. And the training we have is to take that surgical knife, take it, and throw it away. No, 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 doctor. You can't do that to me. Just love me. Just smile and say, God bless you. Cancer doesn't go like that, especially if you are going through the hospital. We must cut it off. And every cancer, every sin, every evil the Heavenly Father has not planted in your life, they'll cut it off. Yes. By the sword of the Spirit, by the word of God. That's what brings repentance. And that's why Jesus spoke about, repent ye and believe the gospel. And when you repent of something, you reject that thing. Repentance at a moment of time, And then after 2 days, somebody comes to present that same thing that you repented of. What do I do now? Well, if you have really repented, you reject that thing. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25. Hebrews 11, 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures. Look at that. To enjoy the pleasures of sin for a moment. Oh, Moses said, no, I'm not getting into that again. I've said bye-bye, good night. I don't say good evening again when I said bye-bye, good night. I've rejected that. I've repented of that. I've shunned that. That had been rooted out of my life. And then they brought it again and they pleaded. They said, no, no, you must be able to say to the devil who wants to replant evil or sin in your life, you say no. And if that devil comes, are you going to say no? Show me how you will say no. Really? I said really? You know, that fellow, they call her boyfriend, but really, he is an enemy boy. Wants to defile you. Wants to destroy you. Wants to bring into your life immorality. Once it comes, it will be very, very difficult for you to keep on living straight. And so, when he comes and he says, am I a stranger to you? Well, as at now, you are a stranger to me. I've repented of that sin. And what you are bringing, I reject. Am I talking about you? I reject. You reject. You will not go on in that and say, I'm still saved. I'm still born again. I raised up my hand in the GCK crusade. I repented. Okay, you repented. You must reject what you repented of. If they bring it once again. And everything the Lord has uprooted from your life, you will not allow anyone to bring it back. Give me a good amen. Amen. I'm coming to number three now. Number three, we're looking at receiving and realizing the sure promises of the Lord. The promise of God is coming to you. Amen. But you know, we have to take that first step. And we root out and we remove every plant, strange plant, that Lord has not planted in our lives. We repent and we reject everything that is trying to come back. And I say, no, I don't want to be a double-minded person. I said, I repented at the crusade. I said, I give up. That thing at the crusade. I'm not going to, you know, in the secret, now bring back what I vomited. You will not swallow your vomit again. And when you are fully, cleanly come out, and you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and things are different now. Rooted them out, taking them out, remove them, and you have rejected them completely. The promises of God will be yes and amen in your life. Amen. The promise of salvation, give me a good amen. Amen. The promise of healing, give me a good amen. Amen. The promise of deliverance, another amen. Amen. And the promise of dominion, amen. Amen. The promise of progress in your life. Yeah. You will not retrogress. You will move forward in Jesus' name. Yeah. You receive, you receive, you receive, and blessings are yours. Amen. We're looking at Acts chapter 2, verse 29, verse 39. For the promise is unto you. Amen. The promise of forgiveness, the promise is unto you. The promise of freedom, the promise is unto you. The promise of victory, the promise is unto you. And the promise of triumph, the promise of conquering is unto you. Another amen. If it's yours, receive it. It says the promise of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will take over your life. And everything that has been taken away, every negative thing taken away from your life, the Spirit will block them. They'll not come back in Jesus' name. And you receive power when that Holy Ghost comes upon you. And the power is not the power to shake, it's the power to say, no, devil, don't come back here with that. It's the power to say no to the fellow who are bringing the poisonous plants. You want to plant that again into your life. No, I've repented of that, I've rejected that. And Christ lives on the inside of me now. And all those people coming from the plantation of the devil, and they want to plant all that again, an enemy has done this, they'll not do it in your life. Because you have the power to say no. And you have the power to say yes to heaven. Yes to victory. Yes to the peace of God. Yes to the joy of salvation. Yes to the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. Yes to deliverance. Yes to dominion. And it says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off. Who are those people? They're the people here, far away from Jerusalem where Peter was talking. We're far away from there, but the promise is unto all of us. I rejoice with you. The promise is yours tonight. Salvation is yours tonight. Healing is yours tonight. All that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Look at verse 40. In verse 40, and with many other words, did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself, rescue yourself from this untoward generation, evil generation. Come out from them all their occultism, all their idolatry. Come out from them and all the evil things they do. They enjoy them, those fleshly things, because they don't know Christ. They are not born again. That's why they enjoy them, the pleasures of sin. But you save yourselves from this untoward generation. Look at verse 41. In verse 41, then they that gladly received his word. They gladly received his word. They didn't frown. They were not angry. Why is he preaching repentance? They loved it, just like you love it. Why are they talking of come out from among them? No, they loved that, just like you love that. And they responded, and they received gladly. They received the word of his grace, the word of his salvation, and the word of his power. They gladly received his word. They were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. You'll be added into the kingdom of God. Yeah. I didn't say into my church denomination. I'm not here for that. You'll be added to the kingdom of God. Yeah. Christ will become your Lord. He'll become your Savior. He'll become the King of Kings in your life. And all the promises from Calvary will flow into your life tonight. Amen. A good, good amen. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received, that's the word, received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received, you see, that's the word, you have to receive the word, and then the wonder will come into your life. The salvation will come into your life. The healing will come into your life. It says, ye received it not at the word of men. You see that? They didn't receive it as the word of men. That's Saul. That's Paul. That's the way he will talk. Paul, that man had iron constitution. And he had iron for backbone. That's the way he will talk. No, they didn't receive that at the words of a human Paul. But it says, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. And that privilege is coming to you tonight. The word will work effectually in your life. You know that Christ wants you to repent, wants you to turn away from every sin, every sinful pleasure that you've been doing in lawlessness, and every strange plant that the Heavenly Father has not planted in your life. He has revealed it to you. Now, that is not of God. Fighting, that's not of God. Lying, that's not of God. Deception, that's not of God. Stealing, that's not of God. Those are plants that the enemy has planted. And disease, that's not of God. All those things, whether on the moral side, on the health side, that the Heavenly Father has not planted, tonight will come to root them out. And they're rooted out and removed from our lives in Jesus' name. And we repent and turn away from them. And the blessings of God, the benefits of Christ will come upon your life. And the Lord will close the door against the devil in your life. He will not torment your life anymore. In the day, in the night, he will preserve you. And you will not die young. I will not die young. Long life. Long life will grant unto you in Jesus' name. The promise is unto you, unto everyone here. As we come to the Lord, you receive the word as the word of God. Salvation will be yours in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. The Lord wants you to give an intelligent response to the word of God. We've done in preaching the rooting out. We've done in preaching the throwing down. We've done in preaching the pulling down. It's now for you to bring it into reality, that those things are rooted out from your life. Those things are cast down from your life. And you repent of them. And you reject them. You say, Lord, I'll not go that direction anymore. Forgive me of the past. And give me a new life. And give me your grace. So that I can live in newness of life. no more lawlessness. But now there will be loyalty and faithfulness. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You're giving your life to the Lord and you're giving him the chance to uproot everything the Lord has not planted in your life. You raise up your hand wherever you are. God bless you there. Thank God for you. You receive the word, not at the word of a man, but at the word of God. And it will work effectually wonders in your life. You're giving your life to the Lord. You say, Lord, I understand. I understand all those things that I know the Heavenly Father could not have planted, the bad character, the evil behavior, and the fleshly, filthy lifestyle. God could not have planted that. I repent of that. I reject that. You raise up your hand. You say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. And I give you the chance to do the spiritual operation in my life. Root them out. Take them out. I reject them too. I repent. I'll not go back to them. And I believe that Jesus died for me on the cross of Calvary. I believe it was for me he died. I believe it was for me. He said, it is finished. And this sin will not continue in my life. As you are raising up your hand, you please stand up. You're raising up your hand. You stand up. You're saying, I stand for Jesus. I want him to approach everything, bad character, bad lifestyle, that the Heavenly Father has not planted in my life. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Don't spare anything in my life that is sinful pleasure. Sinful pleasure. Because they bring judgment eventually. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Tell him, tell him, tell him. As you raise up your hand and you are standing up. And the Lord has promised he'll forgive you. He has promised he'll save you. He has promised he'll turn the bad life to become a good, gracious life. You raise up your hand, you stand up. We're praying together now. Father, in the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray that every plant, every character, every behavior that the Father has not planted in any of these walls, repenting, root them out in Jesus' name. They need a power to overcome because the enemy, the devil, was too strong for them. Lord, I pray in your mighty power, take away all those sins they have repented of, confessed and forsaken in Jesus' name. Wash them clean with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse their lives. Recreate them. Graciously transform their lives in Jesus' name. Lord Christ, come into them and they into you so that they become new creatures in Christ. Old things pass away. Guilt passed away. Condemnation passed away. Lawlessness passed away. And now, Lord, all things become new. New life, new behavior, new confidence in Christ, faith in Christ. And Lord, that now their hearts will be new and renewed. And for those who have been believers before and they have heard your word now, let the confidence, the assurance of this new life be planted in everyone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there. They'll give you the papers to fill. If you cannot fill them, then you will tell them, I don't know how to write, and they'll write for you. You give the right name, the name you are called where you live, the name by which you are known, and then the address or the description of the place if there's no clear address. And if you have telephone number, you're right, you give them the telephone number. We'll be able to contact you through that and follow up on you. That what the Lord has uprooted will not be planted again by the devil in your life in Jesus' name. Our counselors, thank you very much. God bless you as you are doing the work of the Lord faithfully. We'll call on our officiating minister tonight to take over before we come back praying for the sick.
Be sure the counselors are, you are attending to someone right now. And by the time you must have finished the counseling, you should still stay put where you are. We have a very limited time, so we need to hasten up. Let's be very sure we have the proper documentation. We need to write the name by which you are known, where you live, the number of the house, and if there is no number in your house, be sure to give a brief description of how you could be located, and then the phone number. If you are watching online and you give your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link, gckhq.org/connect. Below your player, please visit it and fill out the form so we can also assist you further in your new work with Christ. If you are listening via the radio or television and you just gave your life to Christ, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to +234 915 444 9263. Again, +234 915 444 9263. If you are not being attended to by any counselor, could you just raise up your hand? You are deciding for Christ, but there is no counselor beside you. Raise up your hand. Okay, you can see there are counselors, so please look around. You see there are some individuals at the front here. Raise up your hand again. Let me see. All right. Let's make sure we write down the phone number and clearly, the name in capital letters, and the house number, or the location by which it could be known, the description. If you are true, please, those at the back, could you raise up your flag? If you are true, if the counselors at the back are true, raise up your flag. The supervisor should please help us quickly check to be sure that everyone is attended to and we are doing it to time. I believe as you are waiting on the Lord, be getting ready to receive your needed miracle tonight. Let your heart be tuned up to God and be in great expectation. What he did for others, he will do it for you tonight. He did it before, he did it yesterday, and he will do it again tonight. Counselors, let's speed up. Raise up your flag if you are true with the names from whichever side of the audience where you are now. Please, could you raise up your flag to indicate that you are true? Counselors, please indicate you are true with those people you are working with. Let's see, raise up your flag. And if you don't have the flag, can you raise up your hand, okay? On the right, left-hand side, you are true there. All right, thank you. At the middle row, at the back. Also the right-hand side, let's see your flag up. After you are through writing the names of the counselee, please stay where you are, because after the man of God must have prayed for you tonight and pray for the people, there will be testimonies all around. You should be there to help us bring them out. Raise up your flag again. On the right-hand side. On the language side. Okay, thank you. We're almost through now. What of the middle row? The middle row. All right, thank you. Get ready now. Something great is about taking place in your life.
Amen. Every plant that the Heavenly Father has not planted in your body will be rooted out. Amen. Sickness is not the planting of the Father. Amen. Disease is not the planting of the Father. Amen. Terminal disease is not the planting of the Father. Amen. Blindness, deafness, lameness, whatever, all those things that cause disease, they'll be rooted away from your life tonight. And once the Lord heals you, you'll reject them, they'll not come back. You want healing, deliverance, you raise up your hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. The promise is unto you. Unto who?
Unto me.
The promise is unto who?
Unto me.
And this promise will not fail.
Amen.
It will heal you.
Amen.
It will deliver you.
Amen.
All those evil things causing pain, wanting to shorten your life, everything will be rooted out. Raise up your hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. Father, in Jesus' name, we know whatsoever we ask in that name, you will do it. And you will be glorified. You've given us the promise that in this name, the name of Jesus, we lay hands on the sick and it shall recover.
Amen.
Hands are laid on the sick right now.
Amen.
Therefore, Lord, we pray, confirm the healing,
Amen.
The deliverance,
Amen.
The recovery,
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
That brain problem, insanity, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Madness, be healed in Jesus' name. Terminal disease, you have no right to be there anymore. It's been uprooted right now. Cancer being uprooted right now. HIV being uprooted right now. Tuberculosis being uprooted right now. Ulcer being uprooted right now. Father, do what you said. Uproot all these diseases from their bodies right now. And Lord, I pray, the people who have blindness, that's not of your planting. Deafness, dumbness, that's not of your planting. And I pray that the blindness will be healed now in Jesus' name. Deafness, dumbness, be healed in Jesus' name. Any swelling in your body, waterhead swelling, goiter swelling, hunchback swelling, hernia swelling, elephantiasis swelling, those are things the Lord has not planted in your body. Right now, He's approaching them. Be healed in Jesus' name. Any other disease, Lord, I pray, touch your people.
Amen.
You assured us the promise is unto everyone. As many as the Lord our God shall call, Fulfill your promise of healing in every life.
Amen.
Of deliverance in every life.
Amen.
And I pray, Lord, what you heal now will not come back.
Amen.
All the miracles that your people are asking for, the fulfillment of your word, effect it right now.
Amen.
Do it right now.
Amen.
And let your spirit flush out every sickness, every disease, from the top of the head to the tip of the toe. Confirm your miracle in every life. It is done. It is done. We'll see manifestation, performance, and demonstration right now. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord has done it. Check up yourself. Check up yourself. You see that healing. You see that miracle. You see that deliverance. You see that uprooting of whatever was there that the Heavenly Father had not planted. It's been uprooted now. And you come out so you can share your testimony with us.